I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Here we are again at Family Fun in the Kitchen, and we certainly hope you're here again, too.
We do, and we are very appreciative of our listening audience. It's fun to join you every Saturday morning on the actual program, but also to be a part of your homes and or your cars or just in your head and in your ears as you might be doing some other activity through our podcasts on KJAN.com.
That's the place to not only hear it, but if we have recipes and instructions, that's mm-hmm. where those will be posted also. And of course, if you can't do that, mm-hmm. well, send us a note, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and share that information.
Exactly. That's true. Well, what's our subject today, LaVon?
We're going to stir fry.
Okay. That's an easy way to prepare a meal.
It is easy and fast in so many different ways. One, it takes only a minimum amount of equipment, like a pan and something to stir it with, mm-hmm. basically. Plus, you're going to have to do some chopping. But basic minimum equipment, and it can use what you have on hand.
Well, speaking of that pan, to
yes.
me, stir frying means you have to have a wok, a special pan with some kind of certain kind of sides. How do we stir fry?
Do you have one of those?
No, but years ago when I was a home economist after I graduated from college, I was with an Upper Midwest Power Company, and one of our goals as home economists was to promote the use of small electrical kitchen appliances, and electric woks were just coming onto the market.
Yeah. So I would just encourage, if somebody happens to have one hiding out in their basement or
yes.
something, pull it out and let's put it to use as an alternate, maybe you have hidden away, because most people don't use these anymore either, is an electric skillet. And that's mm-hmm. a wonderful piece of equipment to use for stir frying. But given you don't have either one of those, hey, no problem. Any, I'm going to say low-sided pan. We're not talking about a pot. We're talking about mm-hmm. a skillet, basically, something with low sides, because you don't want to steam it. You want to stir fry it.
Like a frying pan.
A frying pan. Mm-hmm. And any kind, and a heat source. I mean, that's it. And then either a kind of a flat spoon or a spatula, something to move the food around with. So that's kind of the basic thing in terms of equipment. Then in addition to the vegetables or fruit or meat that you're going to mm-hmm. use, you'll need some oil. And in stir frying, you want this oil to get pretty hot. So it's best not to use oils that have a low smoke point.
And that would
that
be
rules out olive oil,
uh-huh.
that rules out butter, and probably margarine's kind of in that same category, although margarine would have a higher smoke point than butter would. So what do you use? Well, you could use vegetable oil, but it's not quite as healthy as canola oil. And canola oil is easily available mm-hmm. on the shelf. And then even better than that, because it has this higher smoke point, is peanut oil. Though there are others, but those are two that are right there on our grocery shelves. And just pick up that canola oil, I guess, because you can use it for everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, peanut oil, now, will that impart a peanut flavor into
no.
the food?
No.
Okay.
No.
If you're allergic to peanuts, you probably don't want to use peanut oil, be my thought.
You know, that's a good question, and I'm not sure, but if you have any question about it, don't use it. Use the canola mm-hmm. oil, because it's perfectly good to use and will do the job. Now, how hot should it be? Well, kind of medium hot. And I say, you know, if you look at oil in a pan, you can mm-hmm. kind of see it shimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then it's ready.
Not smoking.
No. You don't want it smoking, because then you get some odd flavors. You get
oh.
that. It starts to break down, and you will get some odd flavors. Mm-hmm. And it would have to be pretty hot to make canola oil break down. So you don't want it so hot that when you put the food in there, it's going to spatter all
mm-hmm.
over. So just kind of watch it. But then after that, what you will need is whatever vegetables. And let's just talk about, because zucchini, summer squash has been so plentiful, is still plentiful. That's one of the things that people have been using.
Those are high moisture vegetables.
Yes.
When I think of high moisture vegetables, how will that affect the splattering of the fat, of the hot fat in the pan?
if you don't let it get too hot, you have to kind of watch it, and you'll learn. You know, it may spatter a little over, but it's not going to spatter all over you.
Okay.
You know, because when I was doing this for a demonstration, I had a paper towel laying next to my pan, mm-hmm. and there were little spatters of oil on there, but it wasn't jumping all over me or mm-hmm. all over anybody.
Or burning
else.
You.
Yes, yes. And so, and the other thing I was using with that is green beans. And so those are two good things to talk about in terms of the green beans take a little longer to cook than the zucchini, depending on how big a chunk they are, of course.
Certainly.
Size of the mm-hmm. vegetable makes a big difference. So I put the green beans in first, cooked them a little bit, and then put in the zucchini. Oh, I have to back up. I have to back up mm-hmm. first. If you want some really interesting flavor, you put in the onion mm-hmm. and the garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that goes in the oil first is that the oil really absorbs all that flavor uh-huh. and spreads it throughout the finished product better uh-huh. than putting it in later.
Sure.
So you can slice the onions, you can chop the onions, you can mince up the garlic and put it in first, by the veggies.
Could you use onion powder if you just wanted that flavor, or minced dried onion?
I would put it in later then. I wouldn't put it in the oil.
All right.
Yeah. Then it's more
sprinkle it on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you could, you know, and the garlic, and or you don't need to do that at all. It mm-hmm. depends on what your tastes are. So talking about size, that's how small are you going to cut up the veggies?
Mm-hmm.
And you could even grate them. For instance, carrots. You know, carrots would take longer to cook
yes.
than green beans or zucchini. And so you could grate them. Or just cut them in smaller chunks.
Mm-hmm. Same with broccoli or
yes.
cauliflower
yeah.
also?
Yeah. Or put them in first.
Sure.
You know.
Let them cook a little longer.
You know, part of it, we've said this is really easy to do, but experience does help you, just like in almost any kind of mm-hmm. cooking thing. But it is really easy to do.
And think of how fun it would be for the children to select the vegetables that they want in their stir fry.
And that's one of the advantages, is that you almost can do this in single servings if somebody says, oh, I don't like this and I don't like mm-hmm. that. But I would encourage people to mix some of those things because, in fact, I had a gentleman, I encouraged him to try the zucchini because he's, I don't like zucchini. Well, when he got done tasting, he said, you know, this isn't too bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So stir frying, just like roasting, can change it in flavor from that cooked. It's just a different texture and a different flavor. So that's another good reason to do it. Then if you want to add some other herbs, add those near the end. Also, if you want to add some meat, I know you can cook the meat as a stir fry, which you probably did in your wok.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's easier and safer, and it's a good way to use leftover pieces of meat. If you have some cooked chicken, some cooked ham, some whatever, mm-hmm. just put that in near the end. All you need to do is heat it up. Same thing if you have some leftover veggies of some kind.
Okay.
Put those in at the end just to heat them up. I had some... I couldn't believe I didn't quite eat all of the sweet corn on one ear of corn. So I just sliced it off and it was all cooked, you know, and I had saved it and put that in the stir fry kind of at the end just to heat it.
If you were going to use fresh meat and the fresh vegetables, is there an order in which to cook? And then do you cook a certain product and then take it out once it's cooked and then
yes.
put in the next?
I'll bet that's what you did. You
cook
the meat first and mm-hmm. then take it out. Because you want to be sure that it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it doesn't have to be 100% done because it's going to go back in and cook a little more. But
yes.
pretty much done. You don't want meat that hasn't been cooked well. So that's why I think it's just easier to put the meat in at the end. And a lot of times we have something left over if you want to do that. And if then you have your whole meal right there.
Exactly. Yes.
And then the cleanup is great because you have one pan.
Mm-hmm. I'm for that.
So lots of reasons. Now, how long do you cook it? Again, it will go back to what vegetables and how big they are. If you slice up that zucchini and you have the green beans kind of sliced up, that combination, and there's any other kinds of combination, about 5 to 8 minutes. So we're talking a really short cooking time. You want people talk about making meals in 30 minutes or less. I think mm-hmm. a stir fry meal fits that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have all of the food ready to go before you start the cooking because that goes really, really fast.
Does it matter if you use a cast iron skillet versus an aluminum base skillet?
It may absorb the heat a little differently, but you still want it that same heat, the oil the same heat. So it might just take a different amount of time to get it to that point. So try some stir fry and look for a recipe. Give you some instructions on our website.
I am hungry for stir fry. I think that's what I'm going to have for my next meal. It sounds wonderful. And if you would like LaVon's recipe, it will be posted on our website at kjan.com. Click on Programs. Then click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini, where the recipe will be along with the podcast. Now, if you don't have internet access, that's okay. We'd love to send that recipe to you, and just contact us here at KJAN, and we'll put it in the mail. Remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.